It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just
well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist, certified nutrition specialist. This show is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company providing life-changing nutrition education and counseling. Now, if you have cravings for salt or for sugar or for bread or for pasta or for chocolate, stay tuned because we are going to flush out the biochemical causes of these cravings. That might be a new word, too, biochemical causes of these cravings. You know, I have two nutritionists joining me today to take on this mighty task. So first, let me introduce Anna Durhock. Anna is a licensed nutritionist with her master's degree in nutrition. She sees clients in Maple Grove, and she teaches many classes in the community. And you're out and teaching for businesses too, aren't you, Anna?
Yep, definitely.
So welcome to the show. Thanks. And Anna, I want to talk about, before we even get into our show, this new research that came out on Wednesday. This is really exciting because this was research that was published in the Cell Press, which is like a journal for nutritionists and other people. And this was from Purdue University. And guess what this study found?
What?
Well, it found that routine consumption of artificial sweeteners may result in overeating, weight gain, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. Interesting.
Oh, my gosh. So wait a minute, Dar. You're saying that if somebody drinks Diet Coke or anything with artificial sweeteners, they could gain weight?
Gain weight? Certainly. And even if they drink one, this is what, I heard the leading author of this study interviewed yesterday, and she said even one can of Diet Pop per day. But I would say, you know, even if you think about these little yogurts,
yes,
that are artificial sweetened,
yep,
one of those every day
would do it.
Now, not only to gain weight, but to give you metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease.
That's not
now,
good.
Have we been saying this for how many years?
For a long time.
For a long time.
Yep, definitely. And now it's just more ammo that we have.
I just love that. Here's a headline that I read too. There was an article published in the Purdue News, which is, I think, the University of Purdue's newspaper.
Yeah.
And diet drinks are not the sweet solution to fight obesity and other health problems.
That's a great headline.
You know, I just love it when research catches up.
Sometimes it takes a while.
But, you know, because we work clinically with people over and over and over for the last 20, well, not you guys, but, you know.
You have.
Yeah. You know, but you've been working a long time now, Anna. Come on.
Yeah, I guess.
So we know that when people stop drinking Diet Pop, what happens?
The cravings go away.
And they
lose
weight.
I know. It's wonderful.
And they have, their blood pressure goes down. And it's amazing difference.
Yep.
So anyway, I was happy to be able to share that. So let's go back to the cravings. You know,
yes.
I think probably, Anna, people in our weight and wellness classes often ask, don't they? They often ask about cravings.
Yep.
So what is the most frequent question that is asked about cravings that you hear?
By far, I would say people are always asking about their chocolate cravings, or they have chocolate cravings. I always ask, you know, who has cravings? And they always are saying, I crave chocolate. And or they say, I need my chocolate.
Oh, yes. Yes. So why do some, you know, I guess I always have to ask the question. You know that. So why do some people crave chocolate and people really like myself? I could care less about chocolate. I know I'm weird, but that's true.
That's good.
You know, that's so. Yeah. Why is it, Anna?
Well, the most common cause of chocolate cravings is simply lacking the mineral magnesium. And I mean, who would have thought? But it is. It's very. Mm-hmm. It can cause extreme chocolate cravings. And I recommend people with chocolate cravings take between 300 and 400 milligrams of what we call magnesium glycinate. It's a very absorbable form. And I usually have them take it before bed, and they sleep great. And a lot of times their chocolate cravings will go away within a few days.
A few days, yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some other symptoms and signs of magnesium deficiencies. You know, many studies actually point out that migraine sufferers have low magnesium levels in their body.
Mm-hmm.
So you might ask, why does magnesium help prevent migraines? You know, the answer might be, drum roll. Magnesium improves blood flow to and throughout the brain. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes sense because it relaxes those blood vessels.
Exactly.
So another important job or function of that magnesium carries out for our cells is it eliminates leg cramps, Charlie horses like that you might get in the middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
or foot cramps.
And we hear that all the time, don't
yes.
we?
Yes.
People have these, they have to get up out of bed and jump around, and they have these terrible leg cramps.
Yep.
So another thing is magnesium helps to lower blood pressure, and it actually regulates your heartbeat.
Ooh. So that does that mean like it could reduce arrhythmias?
Yes. In fact, last week we had a caller, and she said, you know, magnesium helps me. I don't have this rushing heartbeat any longer. I have a balanced heartbeat now after I've been taking magnesium.
Wow, that's awesome. Magnesium also helps with constipation. So as all of us can see, it's a very, very important mineral.
So if craving chocolate is directly related to low magnesium levels, then you have to say, are chocolate cravings an emotional craving or is it a biochemical craving?
And it's a simple answer. It is biochemical. And it's because it is a deficiency of magnesium.
I know. Isn't that amazing? So today I am also pleased to have Jennifer Barnes, another nutritionist, join us. And so welcome, Jennifer. You're also a licensed nutritionist with a master's degree in nutrition. And you're also a mom of two small children. So, Jennifer, why did you decide to become a nutritionist?
First of all, hello. I'm really happy to be here. I wanted to become a nutritionist because I really had my own health journey. And food was such a large player in my recovery and just in my quality of life. I've seen that for myself and for many people around me. And I just really wanted to be able to share any knowledge that I had, because I really do believe that other people should be able to have an improved quality of life, mm-hmm. too. So I'm very passionate about food and, you know, what you put in your body really does make a difference.
You know, and I think that's the other thing, Jennifer, is that a lot of the people that work at Nutritional Weight and Wellness have had their own health challenges,
mm-hmm.
or they've had a mother or a father that's had a lot of health challenges. Or Anna, you had a grandfather that had a lot of mm-hmm. health, and this is what motivates us to really dig in deep, I think, on a lot of these things.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer, you see clients on Tuesday, Friday, Saturdays
yes. yep.
at our St. Paul office.
I do.
Okay. So again, I encourage if people are having challenging health conditions. Mm-hmm. I can count on you to dig in
yes.
and get to a solution. So it's really nice to have you part of the team. And I know you've been around Nutritional Weight and Wellness for how many years?
5-6 years.
Yeah. So yeah. you've been learning a lot by doing other things.
Absolutely.
As you've completed your master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Awesome.
Two
Thank
kids,
you.
Master's degree. Beautiful.
Yeah. Time for a break.
Oh, no. It's just starting.
So we had a question from Jamie, and she said, I called the show 4 times but couldn't get in, so here's my question. What causes salt cravings?
You know, I think often people think that when we crave chips, like potato chips or any of those kinds, that means that we have a chocolate or a salt craving. Actually, chip cravings are what, Anna?
Sugar cravings.
Because we know 4 chips break down into
1 teaspoon of sugar.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But here's the unique thing about Jamie's comment. She told us in her email that she can't drink anything without adding salt.
Oh, wow.
So that, I would say, is really a true salt craving.
Mm-hmm.
If we're very low in zinc, we're going to crave salt oftentimes. Zinc is a mineral that affects our taste. So if we're low in zinc, we may not have much taste for food.
And I think that happens to a lot of older people.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of times they're in the nursing home and they're just, I don't know, maybe it's the food.
Yeah, right.
But they lose their appetite, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And so they lose their taste.
Mm-hmm. And also women in pregnancy, that's a little more common to develop some salt cravings then. Mm-hmm. And then after the baby's born, those often will go away.
Right. Yep.
No, Anna.
So, Anna, when you were pregnant, or Jennifer, when you were pregnant, did you guys have salt cravings?
I did with my first. I always wanted cottage cheese and olives.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
so,
probably it.
And we know pregnancy tends to challenge the zinc reserves because you're trying to help that baby grow. And so, therefore, more salt cravings during pregnancy. So, but I think you guys, we need to take a break.
Okay. I think that is a great idea.
So, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Vitamin D, we call it the sunshine vitamin, is always in the news because it is very helpful for so many body systems. On June 26, 2013, a presentation at the American Diabetes Association 73rd Scientific Sessions, that's a mouthful, held in Chicago, found marked improvement in blood pressure and depression among diabetic women who supplemented with a high dose of vitamin D. So again, we always encourage everyone to have their vitamin D level checked every year and to supplement with vitamin D3.
So also, I want to remind people that we have many of our Saturday classes going on this Saturday, and these are the Saturday 2-for-1 price. So two people for the price of one can come to these classes, and we have classes going on at North Oaks, and Amy Renee will be teaching foods to build happy, focused kids from 10 to 12. So you can grab grandma and you both can go.
Yep.
And you can actually sign up yet today. It's, if you want to sign up, just call 651-699-3438. Or right. I think you can just show up.
You can show up too. Yep. And then I'm teaching a class in Maple Grove in our Maple Grove office called Nutritional Solutions for Osteoporosis. It's going to be from 11 to 1. If you guys want to step in and join us. It's going to be a great class. You're going to learn a ton. And then we also have in our St. Paul office today, Stressed Out High Anxiety, and that's from 1:30 to 3:30. So please, again, you know, two people can come for the price of one. And if you have questions about cravings, call 651-641-1071.
Allow me to blow your mind. Ready? Fat doesn't make you fat. You okay? Still listening? All right, I got another one. Sugar substitutes actually cause you to gain weight. Whoa, is it opposite day? Nope, just dropping a little science on you. The kind you'll learn at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. The kind that will teach you how to eat real food that gets you to your real weight and makes you feel real good. For good. Because the point system doesn't add up. The starvation diet is mean. And you can count on calorie counting to let you down every single time. Learn to eat the way people did when obesity was an exception, not an epidemic. And learn how much delicious, real, vital food you can eat. That's the part that will really blow your mind and eventually your butt right off your backside. To sign up for Nutrition for Weight Loss, call Nutritional Weight and Wellness at 651-699-3438 or visit weightandwellness.com.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, if you have cravings, you might be asking, what hope can Nutritional Weight and Wellness offer? Well, lots of hope and lots of help. I would recommend taking Nutrition for Weight Loss class starting the week of July 15th. So you have to ask yourself, how are you going to help me? Well, one thing, we're going to provide some structure.
Yes. And then it's going to support your commitment to your own health.
It's really designed to give you accountability, maybe not just on the scale, but really to yourself.
And there's a community of support with all the other class members.
Yes.
And people love that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And skillful nutrition educators, they know their stuff.
They
walk the talk.
They do.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're going to get some support and encouragement.
So you will also understand the science of weight loss. So what do you get? You get success. That may be just, you know, being sugar-free for 3 weeks. Or maybe at start, it's for 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know, good habits produce great habits. Mm-hmm. Pathways in the brain change until you have developed self-control needed for you to accept yourself and your behavior. So to sign up for the class, call 651-699-3438, or you can go online and sign up too.
So, yes.
Anyway, we were talking about zinc being low during pregnancy.
Yes. And I know in the past with my pregnancy, at least my first one, I definitely had severe salt cravings and I just thought I was low in protein. But here, lo and behold, I was low in zinc. So and I craved cottage cheese and olives. Thank God I didn't crave the potato chips, but it was probably because I was eating really good.
Yes.
But we also have I've had a client, her name's Vicky, and she's in our Nutrition for Weight Loss class, and she had all of her salt cravings go away after taking zinc for only 3 days.
So she must have been very, very,
very low,
low in zinc.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
So I think we had a question, too, didn't we,
yes,
while we were on break?
Okay. So Jamie, actually, who we had addressed her question before, she called in. And she's at work, so she didn't want to be in the air. But she asked, she's still having salt cravings, and she started taking zinc.
Okay.
So
then I would say, is she taking a zinc that is very absorbable?
Right.
Because some zincs are not.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that our zinc is actually what we call a chelated zinc.
Right.
And it is, which means that it's attached to an amino acid and it gets absorbed very well.
Right.
And it has about 50 milligrams of zinc in it. Now, if she's still having a lot of salt cravings, wouldn't you say that maybe for 3 weeks she should double her zinc intake? If she's taking a good one,
yep,
go up to 100 milligrams for about 3 weeks.
Yep.
And I think that will kind of load the cells with zinc and then her cravings for salt will go away.
Right. And just make sure she takes it with food. That's very important.
Yes. And then she also has to ask herself, am I craving salt or am I craving sugar?
Uh-huh.
Am I craving chips or am I craving olives?
Right.
I think that's a great example.
Yeah. And again, the protein, you know, the protein is where we find the zinc, you know, in the beef and the fish and seafood.
True.
So if she's not eating enough protein, she's probably really lacking in that too. And that's going to affect her biochemistry.
Yep.
So.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Oh.
Yes. And anytime we're getting zinc and protein, that's going to be very absorbable.
Very absorbable.
Very bioavailable.
Because that's how it is in nature.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But Jamie is definitely not alone in being deficient in zinc. Really, our food supply today is lower in zinc than it once was.
Exactly.
Yep. Our soil is more depleted.
Yep.
We're just not getting the zinc in our diet. And we're also probably under a lot more stress.
Oh, I think we are.
Yes. So this could be emotional stress. It could be physical stress. So maybe you're a marathon runner. Maybe you're a bricklayer. And you're sweating a lot. That's another thing that could deplete your zinc levels. So if you fit into one of those categories, supplementing with zinc, maybe between 30 and 50 milligrams a day would help maintain your zinc level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, a zinc deficiency not only can cause salt cravings, but it often is a cause of a very certain type of sugar cravings.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to have dessert after a meal, I mean, that's an indication that you might be low on zinc.
Yes. And you know who comes to my mind when I think about dessert? My dad. So, and I think he's listening this morning because I told him I was on. So again, I think, you know, part of his is blood sugar, but definitely he's probably low in zinc because he's under a lot of stress.
Sure.
So
yep.
Need to get him on some zinc.
Yep.
So are salt cravings or your craving for a dessert an emotional craving or are they a biochemical craving?
We would have to say, Jennifer, wouldn't we?
Yes.
It's a simple one.
It's simple. It's
biochemical.
Yep.
You know, before we stop talking about zinc, I just want to mention that having sufficient zinc is important for a well-functioning thyroid gland.
Yes.
You know, it is also important for a well-functioning immune system. Zinc reduces cravings for salt and that wanting a sweet after a meal.
That's really interesting. I mean, I think a lot of people have that symptom, you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
But they oftentimes will just be beating themselves up. You know, they feel like they can't stick to the plan that they want to be on. But it could be something just as simple as a zinc deficiency.
You know, sometimes clients will tell me that they go on this hunt for sugar after a meal to satisfy their dessert cravings. Once they start taking zinc, though, you know, they don't even miss dessert after, you know, a few days.
Mm-hmm.
They actually could care less. But I bet you've had people talking about they go on a hunt and they don't have anything.
Yes, because they've been doing this for a while and they cleared out all their cupboards and they're like, what can I have that's sweet?
So another thing is that we actually have a liquid zinc that might be really more effective in reducing dessert cravings. And it's called Zinc Challenge. And sometimes that gets into the cells a little bit better, doesn't it?
Yes. And the liquid zinc actually has directions on the bottle to test your own zinc level. So, you know, if you're taking higher amounts, like in a capsule, you can always test it out at one of our offices, or if you just want to grab a bottle yourself and do it at home. But any of our offices, you can just say, you know, I want to do the zinc challenge test, see where my levels are at. It takes 20 seconds. And I have noticed when I've been struggling with a cold or a virus, my zinc level becomes super deficient and I need to take a little extra zinc to bring it back up.
Yes.
So otherwise my immune system's not going to recover. So
that's right. So I think we have to take a break.
Yes,
Anna.
We do. Yeah, we do need to take another break. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I am Anna Durhock, licensed nutritionist, and I'm here with Jennifer Barnes, also a licensed nutritionist, and Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist as well. And we are discussing cravings. So what is the cause of cravings? Are they emotional or biochemical? I think you will see we are on the biochemical side. If you have questions for us today, please give us a call at 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, if you read the Monday's Minneapolis Star Tribune, you may have noticed an article written by Kevin Berger. You know, Kevin Berger used to be on this station.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she wrote an article about how many people who are eating gluten-free feel better. We know that one.
Yes.
So we were really pleased that she mentioned our online class, Going Gluten-Free the Healthy Way. So you can find that class on our website, weightandwellness.com. And very soon, we're going to have our digestion class online. It's called Gut Reaction. So very soon, in the next
yes.
week or two, I think, it'll be out. So,
and then we have our weekend weight and wellness series coming up. It's the weekend of July 26th through the 28th. We offer 14.4 continuing ed credits. Lunch and snacks are provided. And four different teachers and lots of usable information. And I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to be teaching the Friday night class, the first class.
Okay. You'll start out with fun.
Yes. Lots of fun. You guys will have fun with me. I promise. And it's going to be in our North Oaks office, if I forgot to mention that. And you're going to learn so much. You're going to get a grasp on your health. You're going to learn how to eat healthy, how to plan meals, all that stuff. So please come and join us. And I've had several people fly in from different states to do this. Chicago, people have come from Indiana, from St. Louis.
And I know you said, I know International Falls is still
yes,
in Minnesota.
It's still in Minnesota, but I have two clients, actually. They're both my clients and their sisters, and their one sister lives in Minnetonka, and they stayed with her while they took the Week in Weight and Wellness series. And
yeah.
So they're long-distance clients, and they are lovely people. Actually,
yes.
I got to meet one of them in person. She came down and had a consult with me.
Yes.
So she's awesome. They're both awesome. It's just a great time.
It's a great time. It's a great way to get this base of information. If you live outside of, well, it's okay to do it if you live here
right.
in the metro
yes.
area, but it's also a way to get all this base of information if you can't drive in for your individual appointments or
right.
an individual class.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So please.
So we're going back to talking about cravings.
Cravings and zinc. Yes, before we went on break, we were, or Anna was talking a little bit about how when we get sick, our zinc level can go down. So taking a little zinc can really bring our immune system back up and help us fight the infection. So I know I've had, maybe a little craving for that nice bowl of ice cream about the time when I wasn't feeling well. I know my husband, I can probably out him. That happens to him, too. But really, that's just what's happening. Our zinc levels are going down.
Yep. Right.
Yep. And I know I've had the same issue, and I don't usually have cravings. So, Dar, we have a couple callers.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to take,
right, sure, sure.
take some callers?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Good morning, Landa?
Yes.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a question for us?
Yes. I was wondering what can be done about chocolate cravings.
Chocolate cravings. Okay. We kind of talked about that at the beginning. Magnesium, especially yes. magnesium glycinate. And you really need to make sure that you're getting a magnesium that is absorbable. Mm-hmm. You know, if you
regular magnesium?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Just regular magnesium?
No, magnesium glycinate.
Oh, okay.
The kind that you buy at a lot of the, you know, like a lot of the drugstores and places.
Store?
Magnesium oxide does not work for people. It doesn't get absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
And magnesium citrate gets absorbed, but it could give you diarrhea if you kind of lean on that end of it.
Yes.
So we recommend magnesium glycinate. And probably about 400 milligrams will help with chocolate cravings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks,
yep.
Linda.
Okay. Another caller?
Yep.
Okay.
We have Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Hi there.
Hi. Did you have a question for us?
Certainly do. Over the years, you all have helped me get my body just running perfectly.
Perfect.
So awesome.
I've now reached something that I'm having a tough time with. My schedule has dramatically changed, and I have attuned my body in the last 20 years now to poop at a certain time of day. Okay, now I find myself in a van pool during that time.
Oh.
And for this past year, as I have struggled with this, it seems to me that when I deny that time, when my body says, okay, it's time, then it becomes sluggish,
yes.
and it becomes very delayed, and then...
So are you needing to get up really early now compared to before?
Well, yes.
Okay. You know, all I can say is perhaps if you take 400 to 600 milligrams of mixed magnesium at bedtime...
That'll help.
That might help you when you first get up in the morning.
I move that... to do that at bedtime.
Okay.
And it doesn't seem to be the right time frame yet to motivate my body to...
You know, I think you have me stumped. You know, if the magnesium, you know, maybe do some magnesium and some extra vitamin C at bedtime and see if you can't adjust that how your body responds.
Right.
That's all I can suggest.
How the body processes that, like, do I need, you know, to do it like maybe 12 hours before I need to
I think
go
that's
to
a great idea, actually.
Yeah,
I think you have to try different things.
Yeah.
12 hours maybe before.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for the question.
Bye.
Interesting.
Thanks, Karen.
So we can go back and we're going to talk sugar cravings.
Yes.
So, you know, most people have sugar cravings when they have low blood sugar. You know, Deborah, she's a typical client. She explained that this is what happened to her yesterday. You know, she rushed out of the house in the morning without breakfast. She grabbed a muffin at 11, and she didn't get time to eat until she was driving home at 5 o'clock. Okay. Of course, she had to stop for gas. You know, you always have to stop for gas when you're tired. But guess what else she had to stop for? You're right. She had to get a Coke and a bag of M&Ms. You know, her low blood sugar had overpowered her willpower, and she loaded up on sugar. It happens all the time, doesn't it?
Yep.
It does. Dr. Daniel Amen, he wrote a book called Making a Good Brain Great, said that when you have low blood sugar, you have low blood flow to the brain, and you make poor decisions.
Oh, yes.
Mm. And we talk about that in our classes.
Yep.
Mm. Yep.
So Deborah's lack of willpower and grabbing a Coke and an M&M, that wasn't an emotional response.
Mm-hmm.
It was simply a low blood sugar from not eating for too many hours.
Yep. And it used to happen to me all the time.
Yeah.
I used to be a sugarholic.
Yep.
So, and we teach people to stay ahead of their hunger by planning and eating several times a day. And when you have that balanced blood sugar, you have less sugar cravings.
So I have a really simple, practical recipe that actually tastes really good that would be ideal for keeping your blood sugar balanced and to really keep those cravings away. So what you're going to do is start with 1/4 cup of canned coconut milk. So you can usually find that in the ethnic food section of your grocery store. Add a scoop of some Wellness Whey protein. That's our whey protein that we You can find out any of our offices. Do one scoop of Dynamic Greens. This is really tasty. It's it's a antioxidant powder, so it's got lots of greens in there, some other fruits and vegetables, even some good enzymes.
It's one of the first green drink that I've ever tasted that tastes great.
Yes, but you can't taste everything in it.
Right?
It's so tasty. I mean, I agree. It's
awesome.
It's a great product,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Yep, we've got gluten-free options. We have a chocolate flavor that's really tasty with that coconut milk. Mm-hmm. But if you're blending this all up, so you have those three things, then you can add a half a cup of fruit and maybe about a half a cup of water to get the right consistency. So you can blend that together, or you could put, if you're not doing it with the fruit, you could put that in a pint jar and just shake that up. Have that maybe even after the gym. I think that's a really good post-workout shake, so you can get home and your blood sugar is stable and you can make a nice healthy lunch.
Yes.
So when you eat and keep your blood sugar balanced, you basically
have no cravings.
You have no cravings. You halt those sugar cravings.
That's right. And in our weight and wellness class, people usually come to the first night's class and they're always saying, I can't stay on a healthy eating plan because my sugar cravings sabotage me.
That's right.
And you know, and you hear it in consults too. It's not just in classes, but by the third class, after they've been eating in balance, 2/3 of the class members always say they're amazed at how few cravings they do have. And some of them are completely gone.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's so true. And it almost seems too easy. It's something that, you know, people struggle with for years. And then to just have those cravings go away, it does feel like a miracle. You know, just being able to eat sufficient protein, vegetables, good healthy fat, those cravings can really just disappear.
Yep.
So when we're working with people individually, we always address sugar cravings in kind of three different levels. You know, and level one is to teach people to eat in balance 5 or 6 times a day to keep their blood sugar balanced. That's
right.
It.
Yep. And to reduce sugar and carb cravings, each time you eat, you need to have some protein. So such as a piece of chicken or a small steak or a couple of eggs or a piece of salmon. And then you add some vegetables such as a cup of broccoli, some spinach, a few carrots. And then you want to always include some healthy fats. So it could be half of an avocado or a couple teaspoons of coconut oil or butter. And, you know, maybe even a few olives or, you know, a good olive oil vinaigrette on your salad.
So that works for a lot of people, but some of you are truly addicted to sugar. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of our listeners are. They're addicted to sugar, bread, chips, and soda. The fact is, you didn't sign, you know, this is true. People don't sign up for nutrition for weight loss if they've got these addictions.
Yeah, right.
Or they don't really come in for nutrition counseling, or they don't go to OA, Overeaters Anonymous, because they're really afraid that your sugar or bread fix will be taken away.
Yep.
You know, you're going to lose your best friend, your sugar.
Yep.
You know, this is what goes on in their brain. They say, oh, I know sugar is running my life, and it's kind of ruining my life.
Yes.
And it, you know, they may be 100 to 200 pounds overweight. They may be pre-diabetic. They may have joint pains. But every time you think about giving up sweets, bread or pasta, you kind of go into panic.
Yep.
You know, sugar is not just a craving. It's your addiction. What if I tell you won't die without sugar? Really? Leah?
No, you won't.
You're healthy and happy over there.
Yep.
You won't have a nervous breakdown.
No.
And you might just feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we understand the brain chemistry of addiction. Especially the brain chemistry of sugar addiction.
Yes.
And, you know, honestly, you can't meditate it away.
No.
You can't exercise sugar addiction away.
Mm-mm.
And honestly, I haven't seen anyone pray sugar addiction away. But I'm not saying that it's not possible.
It's harder. It's definitely harder. If you don't change your eating, it's definitely harder.
Well, one thing we do know is that our brains are really wired for reward. So one of the keys to breaking really any kind of addiction is making sure that our brain has all the amino acids that it needs so it can make the neurotransmitters or our brain chemicals.
Yep. And so we have to take a break.
Oh, you're already on it. Okay, good for you, Anna.
So, you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, and I am so pleased to work or nutrition company that believes food is first when healing the body. We actually teach people how to plan meals, how to shop, how to cook. We aren't about raspberry ketones or the latest fat-burning supplement promoted by Dr. Oz. And we're really about teaching people how to eat, how to heal their body with food and through nutrition. And weight gain, we know, is just a symptom of poor nutrition and a body out of balance. And we want to get your body in that balance. So our goal for each of our clients is to feel good.
Simple goal.
We'll be right back.
If you want to feel better, you want to have more energy, you want to sleep through the night, feel less achy, improve your digestion and your moods, look at nutrition. Good nutrition can change all of those things, and the educators at Nutritional Weight and Wellness want to help you. They do this with their weight and wellness classes. It's a series of 6 classes. You can learn so much about your body and how to properly fuel your body. Did you know that poor nutrition is related to more than 90% of all health conditions? Learn how to properly run your body. The educators at Nutritional Weight and Wellness can help you through the weight and wellness classes. Right now, if you register with a friend or family member, you'll each get $25 off. Classes are taught at Nutritional Weight and Wellness offices and many other locations throughout the Twin Cities. Call 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com to find a class near you.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. Next week, we have 7 different Nutrition for Weight Loss programs, and I hope one of the following locations will be convenient for you. What you get with Nutrition for Weight Loss is 12 weekly one-hour classes and a two-hour individual session with a nutritionist. So we can really personalize that for you. We have classes in North Oaks, Maple Grove, Lakeville, Andover, St. Paul, Wayzata, and even a lunch hour class on Wednesdays in St. Paul. We've had lots of calls and requests for a class in Andover. So if that's you, make sure you don't miss this. It's at the Andover Community Center Tuesday nights. And to sign up, you can call 651-699-3438 or go to weightandwellness.com to sign up online.
So we had a caller about the name of a book, Anna, right?
Yes, and it's by Dr. Amen, and the book is called Making a Good Brain Great.
It's a wonderful book.
It's a great book. And we actually have a caller.
Caller, okay. Our...
Good morning, Heather. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Hi.
Hi, did you have a question?
I do, and it's not really what you've been talking about, but I was wondering if you could give me some advice.
Okay.
I had some friends over last night, and one of them is gluten-free, and I completely forgot about it, and I realized later that the hamburgers we ate had breadcrumbs in them.
Oh.
And so all night I've been feeling very guilty about it, and I don't know if he's officially a celiac or if he's just gluten-free.
Well... I mean, some people, even if they're just gluten-free, react very strongly to gluten. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing you can do about it at this point. But next time you'll remember, they have gluten-free breadcrumbs, by the way,
that
are very good, actually.
I just didn't think about it at all. And, okay, I just was wondering if I should try to contact him and see if he's okay or.
Well, I mean... You know, he needs to ask those questions.
Yes, that's very important.
People that are gluten free really need to ask what's in the food, especially if they're seriously gluten sensitive. And most people that are gluten sensitive it is a serious condition.
Yep.
So
yeah.
But good question.
Good question. Or you can use wild rice.
Yeah.
Oh, in place. Okay, that's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Okay, well, thank you.
I think there's a lot of people that are having people come to their house and they're not sure what gluten-free means.
Right.
So, like you said, you can substitute wild rice or brown rice or get gluten-free breadcrumbs, lots of different options.
Yep,
for people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
And you can always show the person, you know, my relatives are really great. I eat gluten-free and they're very, you know, if they're going to use a sauce or a seasoning, they just let me take a quick look at the label, and I think that's very kind.
Yep.
And then I know that I'm eating what I should be eating.
Right.
Yep.
So before we went on break, Jennifer, we were talking about, what were we talking about?
We were talking about amino acids and neurotransmitters, really. So really being able to break any type of addiction, we need sufficient amount of amino acids or brain chemicals to make brain chemicals called neurotransmitters.
And, you know, it is kind of interesting. Most people's brains are wired for, this is what research said, it's wired for reward.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
it's looking for reward. We have to reward it with the right thing,
yes.
Right, Dar?
Mm-hmm.
So simply said, to have amino acids, you know, we to make our neurotransmitters, we have to eat sufficient animal protein. And basically, amino acids are the raw material for making building blocks for these wonderful brain chemicals, which we call neurotransmitters. So serotonin is a neurotransmitter, and dopamine. And they basically enable us to experience pleasure, satisfaction, and relaxation.
So we really believe it is almost impossible to break an addiction to processed carbs and sugar when you have a protein-starved brain.
Yes.
You know, also a protein-starved individual is far more likely to become a sugar or a drug addict than someone eating sufficient protein. So as people are listening to that, mm-hmm. you know, you think about how you're feeding your kids. I mean, Anna and Jennifer, mm-hmm. My guess is you're feeding your kids sufficient protein.
Oh,
so
yes.
what give me some ideas. Jennifer, what might be something that your little girls would eat?
Just the other day I made white chicken chili mm-hmm. with some coconut milk in it, you know, bell peppers, some cannellini beans. You know, when they're little, I just make those soups and I put them in the blender a little bit. Yep. You know, cut them down.
So you had chicken in there mm-hmm. and you had wonderful.
Yes.
So, and Anna, get a favorite?
Yeah. For dinner, my kids love the muffin tin meatloaf.
Yes.
I make that at least once a week, or tacos with corn tortillas. They love taco meat.
Okay.
So, I mean, those are very simple things I make for the kids.
I mean, I think this is really an important issue for people feeding kids these mm-hmm. days. If their kids are not getting enough protein, mm-hmm. they're more likely to become a sugar or a drug addict. Mm. That's scary.
That's scary. That it really is. Yep.
Yeah. We do have an amino acid formula to help mainly adults kick sugar and carb cravings. And that's called Crave Control Plus. It has an amino acid called L-tyrosine, and that really helps your body make more dopamine. When your dopamine levels are low, you're going to have a lot of those messages like that I can't stop with one behavior. So, you know, I just need one more brownie or I just need one more chip. Mm-hmm. It's really hard to stop with low dopamine.
I think that's a trick. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, people will open a box of cookies mm-hmm. and they're going to just have one.
Right.
And then they're back I'll just have two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're back again and now, I'll just have three. That's, yep. I can't stop with one.
Yep.
And that's low dopamine.
Yep.
So interesting. So the formula also contains an amino acid called 5-HTP. So this amino acid helps to make more serotonin in the brain. You know, this neurotransmitter helps us feel happy, satisfied, and your cravings for bread, pasta, and muffins and chips just go away.
Right.
When we have enough serotonin in our brain.
Yep.
So.
Yep. It's important, and it's a great supplement. We've had great success with a lot of our clients. And usually clients with a true sugar addiction or carb addiction will experience more success when they take classes, take these key brain supplements, and actually work individually with a nutritionist.
So, you know, when we first started the show, we were talking about our cravings, particularly sugar cravings. Are they emotional, which a lot of people believe?
Right.
Or are they biochemical? And everybody knows what path I'm on. I know, you know, sometimes we definitely can have more stress in our life. But what does more stress do to our blood sugar?
It makes it crash.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we actually, when we're under more stress, we have to eat more frequently, right?
Yep.
And I think, Jennifer, the shake that you mentioned is one reason that we kind of developed that shake recipe mm-hmm. is to help people have that food on hand that they can quickly grab and use in case they don't have time to cook.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like this morning, that's what I had.
Yes.
I threw some kale in, coconut milk, the chocolate whey protein powder, my dynamic greens, and away I went with some ice.
And you're happy.
And I'm happy, and it was delicious. I felt like I was having a treat for breakfast.
Right,
so
exactly.
It was delicious.
Yep. So another, you know, and so people really do get confused but you know, honestly, keeping your blood sugar balanced, keeping enough protein in your system is a lot of work, isn't it?
It is. It takes planning. You can't get around it.
And one of the things that we, in our classes, we do ask people to write down what they're going to eat the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what? When you plan it, you do it, and you don't have to think about it.
Right.
It isn't something that you have to repeat in your mind over and over and over. You know, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
The decision has been made. This is what I'm going to eat for breakfast. This is what I'm going to eat for my snack. This is what I'm going to eat for lunch. And it's all planned out. So there isn't really a lot of mystery to this, you know, in cravings. There might be a few minerals that you're off balance. We can help people get rebalanced.
Mm-hmm.
So Jennifer, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Anna, it's always great fun.
Always fun. Thanks, Star.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next week.
Bye.
I love you. All is groovy.
Thanks for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. The content and opinions expressed are those of the hosts or presenters. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Statements made with respect to products have not been evaluated by the FDA.